all of us in person out in Frisco at Dr. Pepper Ballpark, also known as Rough Riders Stadium, where the Rough Riders play. And back at the studio, Eric Chiafalo. We've got Will and Ted Nichols Payne out here engineering, and we've got Evelyn Ramirez in the house too. All hands on deck for Dirk Day, Dirk Palooza, the Dirkathon, the Heroes Celebrity Baseball Game benefiting the Dirk Nowitzki Foundation and the Heroes Foundation. It is on and popping. Tonight is the night.
Maybe the single greatest charity event each year in the city of Dallas. Can I be so bold as to say that?
Absolutely.
I mean, there's a lot of amazing charity events that benefit a lot of different organizations, cool things, huge deals, but we are, what is it, year four of a sellout, year five of a sellout? That's pretty damn good, man. That is pretty damn good, and it is a whole ton of superstars. It's Dirk, it's Cuban, it's Dak Prescott, it's Zeke, it's any and all Smiths that ever played for the Dallas Cowboys. It's guys that have been involved in this game for years, guys like Kevin Mitch. Are you kidding me? Rafael Palmeiro's playing in this game this year. It just keeps getting bigger and better. And as Dirk sort of broke on our show 3 weeks ago before he headed off for a quick European and ice cream vacation.
That's what I do, baby.
He's going to keep doing this. He's going to keep doing it. Yeah. It's not just this year, Ben. This is we were thinking this might be the final one, but nope. It's going to be another great one in a long history with many more to come.
It's the best news ever that Dirk is going to keep this going, because there is no other Dirk. There's only one. There's only one Dirk. There will only ever be one. And what he does with his foundation and this charity event is just incredible. And, yes, we've got the White Sox and Blue Sox squaring off, and these two teams hate each other.
Yeah. And,
I mean, they hate each other.
And barely know each other.
Yes. Right. For the White Sox, you know, you mentioned some of the players. Skin, you're on that team. That's your team.
I put this team together, Ben.
You used your first-round pick on Bassick, which was a weird pick.
Yeah, I thought it was a supplemental draft.
But you've got Bassick, Dez Bryant, Mark Cuban, Michael Finley, Dorian Finney-Smith, Devin Harris, Justin Jackson, Courtney Lee, Jordan Lewis, Dirk, Palmeiro, Dak, Jalen, Tyron, Dennis Smith Jr., Herschel Walker, DeMarcus Ware, Vernon Wells, Xavier Woods, and more.
I'm still tinkering with the lineup, but that's,
my middle school gym teacher's on your
squad. Is that right?
Who? Herschel Walker?
Yes, him and Richard Zastapil.
All right.
Yeah. Two years ago, I was like, man, that name sounds really familiar, and I saw him afterwards.
What's he doing these days?
I'm not sure.
Zastapil's
maybe still gymming it up.
Heroes game veteran. We see him out here every year.
Yeah.
You KT, do. You're going to be doing the play-by-play on the radio. Shippy's going to be doing the PA. Then for the Blue Sox, well, we've got Cheeto.
Oh,
and coming up next, the KNC match.
So is his hip okay?
He's hurt. We've got J.J. Brea. He's hurt.
Oh, no.
We do have Anthony Brown and Jalen Brunson, who I think are both undersung players on their teams.
They're likely to get hurt. That's kind of the issue there. Yeah.
Speaking of getting hurt, the one guy we need to make sure doesn't get hurt is Ezekiel Elliott. We have him. We have Michael Gallup. We have Zach Greer.
A lacrosse player.
Which I was hoping was Rusty Greer in a misprint, but it is Zach Greer.
Yeah, he's an attack man for the Dallas Rattlers lacrosse team, as I've done my play-by-play prep.
Rattlers are pretty good this year.
Mark Knowles, is he the skater?
He is a five-time Olympian. He's a men's doubles tennis player.
Oh, that's right. Yes, my
bad. You'll remember him from the event out at SMU.
Of course, my bad. Mark Knowles, the tennis player. Yes.
The guitarist for Dire Straits.
Joe Looney, Sean Marion, Kevin Effin Minch. Dwight Powell, Jeff Stoltz, the actor, and this is my pick to click. If the Blue Sox are going to win this game tonight, Scott Posednik.
Okay.
He was playing Major League Baseball like 5 minutes ago. Mm-hmm. He's one of the fastest humans to ever wear cleats, and I feel like he's got a real chance to take this game over.
He's hurt as well.
What's the connection there? I'm from 3 to 6:30, I'm going to try to figure out how he ended up in this game.
Yeah, we're going to have to ask him, hey, why are you here, bro? Okay.
Don't put him in a bad mood.
Maybe
let's make him feel welcome.
Yeah, right.
He played for the White Sox, and he's...
Oh, yes, he did play for the White Sox.
Oh, yeah.
How did he not end up on the other team?
But he's on the Blue Sox, though.
Yeah, it doesn't make sense.
Problem solved.
Very much looking forward to this. This is going to be so much fun. So I did hear there are some tickets available on the lawn. Only on the lawn.
So some walk-up joints are available.
So you can walk up and get some tickets on the lawn in center field, which, you know, it's basically a foul pole to foul pole outside of the incredible rolling river that they have out here, which is incredible. They're still playing. You can still be a part of this, but, man, I'd get here early. Get here as early as you can.
You know what struck me about this when I got here earlier today, Ben, is that it is usually just oppressively hot this time of year. Not so much today.
Not
so much. Usually by now where I'm out there going, okay, this is not very comfortable. But, man, it's not going to be obnoxiously hot. That's great. I was looking out there at center field at that co-serve cabana thinking it might be a pretty good night to get all lubed up and do whatever it is you do at a ballpark, man.
I'm sorry?
Huh? You heard me.
Can I do the PA from out there?
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
Thank you.
If you want to.
You can do whatever you want with that PA if you're lubed up enough.
Yep.
What? You're saying you can, if you've had enough cocktails to loosen up your vocal cords.
Which I have.
Which you absolutely have. It's going to be an awesome show. Dirk Day live from Dr. Pepper Ballpark in Frisco. And, man, I'm really excited. Now, in terms of the PA, Shippy doing that, KT doing play-by-play, are you, Shippy, you're by yourself. You're not going to have anybody. KT, you're the only member of the fan who's going to be on for the entire game. And you're going to have some other cast of characters joining you along the way. Who's joining you and when, do you know?
We'll get a little Sean and Roy are going to stop by. Gavin and Jeff will stop by. Chris Arnold, some of the KNC Masterpiece.
KNC Masterpiece?
Yeah, yeah. You know, the specific schedule I don't have in front of me right now. But, yeah, it's going to be a couple members from each show. Just kind of swinging
in. Like just a part of Corey and a part of Hagee.
Well,
yeah,
like what if there's somebody who was going to listen and now since you didn't tease it professionally, they're out?
Yeah, you just lost a listener.
You just lost a listener, bro.
Sir. Well, sir. Look, if you're going to change
by the way, my
the
avatar is an American flag with an eagle flying across it. You just lost a listener, sir.
Respect.
Yeah. Anything else we need to say about the greatest sporting event in the history of mankind?
I expect a lot from you tonight, Ben. No pressure, but
yeah,
well, I expect you to do something that'll wow us and awe us and make us tell our kids about it.
I'm not playing, but I do think it's one of the wisest things we've done. Because Skin and I are grateful to the organizers of this event. By the way, we need to give them some love. Charlie McKinney, Laura Beth, they are unbelievable. Anna Grace Pruitt, they put this thing together. The organizers of this event are as good at what they do as anyone is of anything I've ever seen.
Yeah.
Laura Beth and her company, we've talked about her before. She has a background with Justin Bieber, right? Justin Timberlake. Background with Justin Timberlake and NSYNC.
Yes.
And she's also the one who planned Jerry's big Hall of Fame party.
Yes.
Which was massive. If there's some
Super Bowl performances, Super Bowl parties, she's just a big baller.
And her team, this is what's crazy about an event like this. It's a lot like a giant wedding, right?
Yeah.
Because it's a huge event. It takes, there's a million different layers, all sorts of details.
People are sweating.
Lots of cake.
Her and her team are never nervous.
No.
Like, they're so organized. They couldn't be nicer. They're so buttoned up. And I every time I just want to tell them, you guys are the best at what you do of anyone I've ever seen.
It's so chaotic. I walked in. It looked like an opium den in their bed. They were just so really calm. Did. It was really amazing. We also would like to give a shout-out to Brian Naderach, but we're not really fully sure how to pronounce his last name. Is it Naderach?
Of the Richards Group.
Yeah, Brian.
And I
really need to change that last name.
Oh, guys, just got an update.
On the baseball game?
We are going to get Adrian Beltre on our show today.
Oh,
really? What?
I told you I expected big things from you.
That's
you totally came
great
through.
Great men doing great things.
That's my pick to click right there.
My God. We just got
in person?
No.
Oh.
We just got Adrian Beltre from 4:30 to 4:45.
Oh, we got the Today game. We're not going to be able to
probably
take him
it's
there.
It's 15 minutes from 4:30 to 4:45 today. We're going to get the GOAT.
Okay, here's
on the day of the GOAT, Dirk, we're getting another GOAT.
Uh-huh.
Beltre, who's his jersey's being retired, right? Isn't that what it is?
Yeah, retirement jersey.
Kind of a GOAT-recognized GOAT situation.
It's a GOAT party.
Yeah,
it is.
So 4:30 to 4:45.
That's KT's producer.
Let's do a little producing on the fly here, or is this one of the things where you call the boss during the break and ask, what do you want to do? Or do we super serve the Tolos with four segments in the 4 o'clock hour?
I would do this, 877-881-1053. What do you think we should do with the clock and the spots
right
in the 4 o'clock
hour? Like the listeners are going to want to
let us know.
The listeners are going to be like, well, bump all the advertising. Well, we got to stay on the air, and we need our ad partners. So
everything except for the Blue Chew ads, okay? Just leave those in, and then the rest of it, just get it out of here.
I mean, we could just do game 4 NBA Finals talk with Beltre.
Yeah,
oh, he's
I think
really
like
into
that.
It. Yeah.
It's going to be a lot of fun as the pro athletes show up here trying to figure out who's who. Like, is that J.J. Barea out there in left field right there, Skin?
Is he limping?
He's not. Do you think J.J.'s limping?
No. J.J.'s in good shape. Are you talking about the bald guy or the guy that looks like J.J.?
No, I know who that is.
Who the hell's that bald guy?
That
is that Bassett?
No. That is the owner of the plane.
Oh, is that Mark Thompson?
That's the great Mark Thompson.
All right, I don't know if that's JJ Brea, but if it's not, I feel really bad because
877-881-1053. Is that JJ walking across the outfield?
Does that guy look like a pro athlete?
He's like just a guy to me, man.
Wait, that guy's a middle-aged businessman that paid to be in the game. What are you talking about? JJ is doing much better than that.
He's a middle-aged basketball player with a torn Achilles. I mean,
but JJ gets outside. That guy has got the most albino ghost legs.
I'm not even fully sure he's going to make it all the way across the outfield without stopping and resting.
And why would JJ come 3.5 hours early to get work?
He's not even playing, right?
Wait, what?
What?
Shippy?
What did you say? JJ's not playing?
I said he's not paying. For anything, because of how well he did in the NBA Finals that one time.
Let me tell you something. This is very important to Team Blue Sox, and I feel like as the coach, manager, and CEO, and owner, along with Charlie McKinney of the Blue Sox, I feel like I can say, oh, JJ's playing tonight.
Oh, okay.
And I got it. Mark Cuban reached out to him, and he's like, hey, do you mind taking it easy with JJ tonight? You know, we got a basketball season going on. I told him to go F himself.
All right.
I said, Mark, and I grabbed both sides of his shirt, and I pulled him right to me, and I said, Mark, this is a very nice shirt. What kind of cotton is this?
This is wicking material.
And then I apologized for doing that and said, duly noted. Sorry,
you
Mr.
pitch
Cuban.
It to Dr. Marvelous or whatever that thing is.
But behind Cuban's back, I'm saying I'm starting JJ tonight.
Okay. Cool.
JJ's going to go until he can't go no mo. And you know what? We're going to win this game tonight. And we need all hands on deck considering how good the White Sox are.
I feel like you're taking shots at Vernon Wells right now.
By the way, Scott Pesednik, that's all I got to say.
Say it.
KT, last night we started the Fan Phenom.
Oh, yeah.
And you host – well, wait, what's that energy
no,
plan?
About? No, wait,
no, I don't understand. I just
– I saw him crawl inside a sleeping bag.
I said KT, and he goes, yeah? I go, you did Fan Phenom. He went, yeah. Did you see that? It was a power up, power down.
Did you not do very well?
I was taking it back down to escalate the level.
Oh, okay. Up.
I heard halfway through last night, Spittle had one of the listeners taking it in and out of break. Like, yeah, KT, why don't you sit over there? What is your name, MacMan? Come here. And...
There was a guy named MacMan. Yeah.
On the way out,
MacMan had some Ranger thoughts.
He said he might dabble in some Rugie getting sent down opinions. Okay, work that in.
So how did it go, and what advice would you give to other fan listeners who want to audition for us as part of our Fan Phenom? Because Tuesday we're going to be back out in Fort Worth.
Eagles Nest Tuesday. Thursday we'll be at Will Call in Dallas. Well, here's what happened. So we had a bunch of guys come in. A lot of guys wanted to talk Dak. The Carson Wentz thing happened on our watch. One guy, I went and talked to him. I was like, what do you want to talk about here? You know, like, because it's their choice. You know, I'm setting them up. And he goes, I don't really know. And I said, we only got 3 minutes. So
like the Seinfeld of talk shows.
See, he trained under Choppy's school of broadcasting.
He goes, let's just have a conversation. All right. So I set it up as it is James's mystery segment of the week. Go. And he started to talk about how he's converted from being a back wiper to a front wiper.
Oh my God!
That's what he went with.
That guy's great.
Yeah,
that's really making the most of your time.
But the best one of the night was my man Don. Don goes, "Hey man, I don't know." He goes, "Don,
Dong,
Don,
Dong."
No G on the end.
Oh,
Don, D-A-W-N.
There's a D.
Don.
G's? Oh, no, there's a D Don, on the end. Don.
Don. Ranger super
two
fan.
G's?
Yes.
D-O-N-D.
Don Shepherd. Mm-hmm. Oh, Don Shepherd.
And he goes, "Hey man, I'll let you know. I don't know anything about sports." I said, "That's fine. We have to talk about sports. Whatever you want." He goes, "Well, my family over here, they think it'd be funny if I shared this story." So, all right, okay, let's go. So he tells the story about how he was married, and then a lady moved in with his wife and himself.
Okay.
And then he started going, okay.
Is this Lucius?
Well, it turns out he got a divorce because his wife was a lesbian.
Oh,
that did not go the way I was.
That escalated quickly.
It was amazing how he walked through over about an 8-year period of going, you know, it does make sense now that my wife would get up and go upstairs to hang out with her friends.
Oh, man. It's funny, man. I've been trying to get my wife to be a lesbian for years now, and it just...
Yeah, that's not true. That's not a true story. It is the Ben and Skin Show, 105.3 Fan. That was a drop that was played.
Damn it, Eric.
And we're so excited to be here for the Dirk Nowitzki Hero Celebrity Baseball Game. We're idiots, as you can tell. This is what, the 18th annual? Is that what that says?
I believe that's accurate.
The 18th annual Dirk Nowitzki Hero Celebrity Baseball Game. And obviously, Dirk took the baton from the great Mike Modano. So let us all tip our caps to the great Mike Modano.
Anybody else you want to tip your caps?
Lamar Hunt.
Yeah.
I thought we were going to do a moment
of silence. It's Mike McDonald's birthday.
Yeah. Wait.
That's why I'm tipping my cap to him.
But, I mean, he didn't make the Today game.
What?
What?
Ben, you decided who it was.
I got here and Kevin had it worked out and said, hey, no matter what, Madonna's not getting on. You have gone against Mike Madonna and Michael Young, and quite frankly, I'm sick of it.
Where's Michael Young at? Family vacation? What happened?
Dude, he works for the Rangers.
He's busy. They just had their draft. He's got his bestie, Adrian Beltre, in town. He doesn't want to come out and swing at 30-mile-an-hour balls. Probably, I'm assuming.
Yeah, right. Yeah, me too. I totally support you on that. I think we should do a spot.
Okay, coming up next.